Seven people, most from Occupy Tampa, put their kayaks in the water just north of downtown Tampa while a police boat circled the area. Although there was no confrontation, three police boats stayed close during the journey. The group paddled south past Curtis Hickson Waterfront Park and back. Jeff Haynes is a hobby kayaker and put together the event.
We were at Curtis Hickson for several months, and I kept looking at the river and realizing I'd kayaked right there many times. And, you know, why are we not occupying the river? And there are lots of roads, and everybody can see us. So we left Curtis Hickson several months ago, or more or less. People think we've disappeared.
Many of the protesters brought their own kayaks, including Susie Shannon. She said the event was as much social as it was a protest. She said most of what Occupy Tampa represents is not about politics.
I think that we're doing amazing good work. A lot of it is under the radar. A lot of it is not overtly political, but it's about world building. It's about community building.
The group spent some time debating and discussing community issues, including education and unemployment. Elizabeth Toms is a full-time student at the University of South Florida and brought snacks.
I'm also a member of Food Not Bombs, and we serve every Saturday, and typically at Voice of Freedom Park because it's a private park. We would get arrested if we were in a public park. And we pretty much just serve free food to whoever's around. Today we have, you know, cinnamony apples that my friend made, and we also have black bean spread sandwiches.
Many of the waterways leading to downtown Tampa will be closed during the upcoming Republican National Convention. Earlier this month, an Occupy Tampa General Assembly decided it will not protest inside a designated event zone. Tom said no concrete plans have been decided on.
I have mixed feelings because, like, I totally, you know, am down with, you know, where they're coming from. It's kind of like it's a dog and pony show. We're not going to be corralled into this event zone. We're going to do our own thing. Hold our own counter convention. You know, tons of ideas are being thrown out. Yeah, we'll protest, you know, but in a different fashion, you know, outside the event zone.
Susie Shannon said the future of the Occupy movement depends on the people involved.
It has so far grown very organically. To try to guess what's going to happen next is probably just going to be a huge mistake, because it really does what it does according to the people that are participating, the immediate need, immediate circumstances. So, I mean, it is at base an anarchistic movement, which really is about the structures of power being inadequate and oppressive.
Occupy Tampa's next protest is planned for tomorrow during the J.P. Morgan Chase shareholder meeting at 10:30 in the morning. For WMNF News, I'm Liz McKibben in Tampa.